34 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley there.
Good morning.
The program is Morning Sedition. You're listening to Air America Radio. Donald Bogle will be out here soon to talk about his book, Bright Boulevards, Bold Dreams, The Story of Black Hollywood. But first, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now, on the phone once again, is Planet Push correspondent, Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's making an omelet, and he's cracking open your soul.
Oh, good one. Okay,
frying it up in butter.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So Bush, all right. So Bush is in Europe, my friend.
Oh, you just gave me goosebumps.
Really?
You realize that? Bush in Europe. I think it's magnificent the way President Bush is sacrificing himself to help all those people.
What are you talking about? What is he sacrificing?
Well, he made that long, hard plane trip all the way over there just to bring our culture to those poor, ignorant people.
What are you talking about?
Well, those dirty peasants need to be exposed to American culture so they can come up to our level.
They need
to see it in action. It's a little thing called compassion. He's built his whole presidency.
What are you talking about, Lon? It's Europe.
Look at France. Look at what those people eat.
Come on.
Look at what they wear. Have you ever seen anything so sad, so tragic?
Come on.
Those people are going to welcome him with flowers and songs and parades, just like they did in Iraq.
Oh, right. Just like they did.
Same
thing? All right, look. It's become clear to me, Lawton, that you hate him in Europe. Is that right? They hate him there.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe a few scattered fanatics, communists, something like that. But, you know, Mark, you can't expect somewhere as backward as Europe to understand George W. Bush's sophisticated plan for the world. That's unrealistic.
Oh, come on.
That's like expecting a place like New York or Los Angeles to get it. They're not ready.
No, come on. It's Bush who doesn't listen to me. It's Bush that doesn't understand Europe, my friend. He has routinely patronized them and bullied them and shut them out. Do you know that Bush had never even been to Europe before he became president? Do you know that?
Well, there's no point, Mark. He hasn't been to the moon either, but we all know
ridiculous.
It's a barren wasteland.
Come on.
You tell me where you'd rather be, some crumbling old piazza in Rome or a shiny new gated community outside of town?
Oh, my God.
No
awful.
Contest.
Awful. You're jealous.
No contest at all.
You're jealous, Lawton. You're jealous. You're jealous. You love Europe. You hate what America's become, and the fact that Bush represents our country embarrasses you, doesn't it? Admit it. Yes. Yes.
Don't you feel better?
Yes. There you go. See? I knew you had that in you. I did. Yeah, see that? Not so bad, is it?
He has a mandate there, too, Mark.
Oh, come on.
You don't
see that?
He does, he can change Social Security there anytime.
No. Goodbye, Lawton.
They love
him. We've had enough. Goodbye, Lawton.
God loves you.
No.
Deal with it.
All right.
Mom's you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lawton Smalls.